What if I told you there are perfectly legal ways to earn income that the IRS doesn't tax? Would you be interested in learning more? Well, listen on to discover some of the surprising types of untaxed income and how you can take advantage of those. That's what we're going to be talking about on today's program, so you don't want to miss it.
Welcome to the Ask Rob podcast. We're listening to an experienced financial professional with over 30 years of experience can help you make sense of confusing questions, current headlines, and industry trends about taxes, small business, financial decision making, investment strategies, and even the art of proper budgeting. Ask Rob makes the complex simple by sharing his real world knowledge from a Christian perspective with all things financial. Now here's your host, Ralph Estep Jr.
Welcome to our Tax Evasion Saturday show. I'm just kidding. We're not talking about tax evasion, folks. But I'm so glad you chose to join us. I just want to thank you for listening and supporting the program. I'm coming to you, as always, from the Estep Farm and the Saju Accounting Studio today. Let me put on my podcaster hat and put down those overalls and push that adding machine to the side. And let's get into some financial wisdom from a Christian perspective. Today, we're going to uncover some of the most common types of income the IRS actually doesn't tax. That's why I laughed a few minutes ago and I said we're going to be doing our Tax Evasion Saturday. Now, before you get too excited, I want to be clear. The IRS taxes most types of income. As Romans chapter 13, 7 says, pay to all what is owed to them. Taxes to whom taxes are owed. We have a responsibility to pay our fair share. However, there are exceptions that can work to our advantage if used ethically and most importantly, legally. Well, don't forget to subscribe to the show and join our email list. You do that at AskRalphPodcast.com so you don't miss tomorrow's show. Our Sunday spiritual show will be called Finding Peace in God's Plan. So I hope you join me for that show tomorrow. Well, let's start with today's relevant Bible verse. A feast is made for laughter, and wine makes life merry, but money is the answer for everything. That comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19. This verse reminds us that while money is important, it shouldn't be our sole focus in life. As followers of Christ, we can honor God through wise financial stewardship while keeping our priorities straight. So let's get started. First, let's do a quick review of what counts as taxable income according to the IRS. These are generalities, folks. But the IRS considers the following to be taxable income: wages, salaries, bonuses, and tips, interest income from banks or investment accounts, dividends from stock and mutual funds, capital gains from selling assets like stocks or property or even your home, income from self-employment or freelancing, you know, those side gigs, prizes and awards, lottery and gambling winnings. All those things are considered taxable from the IRS, and those are things you better be reporting on your tax return. However, there are some notable exceptions to the list. So here are five common types of income the IRS doesn't tax. The first one is gifts. Perhaps the most well-known untaxed income is gift money. As long as the gift giver doesn't exceed the annual gift tax exclusion amount, which is currently around $16,000 for a married couple, the recipient doesn't have to pay taxes on that gift. Now, the other side of that is the giver doesn't get a tax benefit either. Gifts can be a great way to help with large expenses like a down payment on a house, maybe college tuition, or those medical bills. Just be sure proper gift tax forms are filed if necessary, if that number is over that $16,000. So that's the first one, gifts. The second one is inheritances. Inheritances are not considered taxable income for federal tax purposes. If you receive an inheritance from the estate of a deceased relative or friend, you typically don't have to pay income taxes on those assets. There are a few caveats here. Inherited IRAs or 401ks may have required minimum distributions that are taxable. Additionally, extremely large inheritances may incur estate taxes. But for most modest inheritances, there are no income taxes owed, so let's praise God for that act of grace. Here's another one, housing allowances for clergy. Here's one specifically for my pastor friends. According to the IRS, qualified ministers who receive a church-designated housing allowance can exclude that portion of their income from federal income taxes. Listen, folks, this can be a huge benefit, but be sure to follow the specific IRS rules. They have a whole publication about this. Another one we talked about, and this was on yesterday's show, and that's health savings account contributions. If you contribute pre-tax dollars to a qualified high-deductible health plan, you can make tax-deductible contributions to a health savings account up to certain limits each year, and those limits change each year. The great thing is the money grows tax-free and can be withdrawn tax-free as long as it's used for qualified medical expenses. I personally use this strategy to help offset our high healthcare costs. Just be sure to spend the money on approved medical expenses and keep good records. Here's another thing that's not taxable, and that's municipal bond interest. When you invest in certain government-issued bonds like municipal bonds, you might hear them called munis, the interest earned is exempt from federal taxes and sometimes state taxes as well. You got to check with your tax advisor on those type of investments. These bonds are considered loans to state and local governments to fund public projects. A lot of times they'll issue those for roadways or bridges. So here's the deal. In exchange, investors receive interest payments that avoid taxation. Of course, as with any investment, there are risks involved, so do your due diligence. But municipal bonds can be a great tax-free addition to your income portfolio. So now that we've uncovered five common types of untaxed income, here are some actionable steps you can take to take advantage of these things. Number one, look for gift-giving opportunities. Do you have a child getting married or buying their first home soon? Consider making a generous untaxed gift. Another thing you consider, consult with estate planning experts. This is something you should be doing. Do you have any aging parents or relatives? You've got to be proactive to understand any possible future inheritance and talk to those estate planning attorneys and see if there's ways that you can structure it. Here's one thing I'll remind my clergy folks. Clergy should review IRS housing allowance rules. If you're in the ministry, ensure you maximize this valuable tax benefit. Like I said, they've got a whole publication just for clergy, so you want to make yourself aware of that. As we talked about a little while, consider opening a health savings account. You can go back and listen to the show from yesterday. Contribute pre-tax dollars and withdraw tax-free for medical expenses. Another thing we talked about was explore municipal bond investments. Now, I'm not an investment advisor, but there are a ton of people out there that can help you. These can generate tax-free interest income to supplement your portfolio. As I always say, be sure to consult qualified financial and tax advisors before making major financial decisions, but take hope knowing there are legal ways to keep more of your hard-earned income and not commit tax evasion and end yourself in jail. So before we wrap up, I want to remind all of our listeners to visit our podcast page. Do that at AskRalphPodcast.com. There you can leave a review, share your thoughts, or even send us a message with questions for future episodes. While you're there, make sure you join our email list so we can send you our daily email with what's going on with the show. You can also schedule a consultation with me if you've got some specific tax or financial accounting circumstances you want to discuss. And here's my take for today. If you know someone who could benefit from knowing more about how to stay out of trouble with taxes and knowing about the things that aren't taxable, share the show with them and share our program with them in general. Well, that was an insightful discussion, wasn't it? So let's do a bit of a recap. While most income is taxable, I hate to tell you that, but it's the truth. There are some exceptions that allow you to keep more of your hard-earned money, and those included, like we talked about, gifts, inheritances, clergy housing allowance, HSA contributions, and municipal bond interest. But you've got to take the time to explore if any of these untaxed income strategies could benefit you. Most importantly, though, remember this. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. As followers of Christ, we are called to generously steward all that he has given us for his glory. So stay financially savvy out there and God bless you. Join me next time as we continue to master our finances from a Christian perspective. God bless you today.
Thank you for joining us on the Ask Ralph podcast. And with a simple click to subscribe, we'll invite you back to our next episode. And remember, financial issues don't have to be complicated. Just ask Ralph. The information contained in this episode of Ask Ralph is based on data available as of the date of its release. Saggio Accounting Plus and Ask Ralph Media, Inc. is under no obligation to update this content if changes occur. Applying this information to your specific situation requires careful consideration of all facts and circumstances, and any information provided is not to be considered as financial, tax, or legal advice. Please consult your tax advisor or attorney before acting on any material covered.